President Bush begins his second term in earnest tonight. He delivers his State of the Union address to Congress and takes on the issue he's made his top domestic priority, Social Security. For a preview, we're joined by NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. And Don, the White House has started releasing some excerpts of what the president will say tonight. What have we learned?
Well, we know the president is going to begin tonight with his domestic agenda and devote about half the speech to policies here at home. That means Social Security first and foremost. And I do have some of the language he'll use on that topic from those excerpts. Here's the first quote. "One of America's most important institutions, a symbol of trust between generations, is also in need of wise and effective reform. Social Security on its current path is headed toward bankruptcy, so we must join together to strengthen and save Social Security." So, sounds very similar to what he's been saying around the country at in stump speeches.
There's been some question about how much detail the president might go into in the State of the Union about his specific plans for Social Security reform. Is it clear at all from the White House or spokesman there what how much detail he may have tonight?
Well, we know we'll hear about his commitment to personal accounts, those private investment accounts, allowing people to divert some of what they now pay into the system into those kinds of accounts, hopefully to get a better return. We know that that plan will not apply to workers 55 or older. That's something we're hearing today. And we already knew that it wouldn't apply to current retirees. The president says they won't see any changes. But probably nothing about the cost of the transition to those kinds of accounts, which some say could be up to $2 trillion. The president will talk about the problems facing the current system. We just heard that quote, and he'll say it's urgent that Congress take action now. But we have not been led to believe that he'll say anything about financing that proposal tonight. Also, the hard choice that will have to be made to ensure permanent solvency, which is how the president describes his goal, is the choice between cutting future benefits or raising Social Security taxes or some combination. And we know the president has already ruled out the tax hikes. So, in fact, I'll read you one more quote from tonight to give you some sense of what he may say there. "Fixing Social Security permanently will require an open, candid review of the options. I will work with members of Congress to find the most effective combination of reforms." So what that says is don't look for specific answers to those kinds of tough questions from the president tonight.
The president also sends his budget to Congress next week. Any inklings of what he might be saying about that tonight?
Well, we'll get the budget on Monday, and the president has promised to cut the federal deficit in half over 5 years by 2009. But all the latest projections make that look like a pretty difficult task. The budget is still in the red, $400 to $500 billion, kind of in that range. And that's not counting the extra money the president has asked for Iraq, or the money that transition to Social Security would cost. So he'll talk about the budget, but again, I think in a very optimistic sense about how restraint is necessary, but that he thinks they're still on path to have it halved.
Now, the latter part of his speech will have to do more with foreign relations as opposed to domestic concerns, and specifically about Iraq.
Iraq, he'll talk about the elections, and he'll say that they were a success and that because of the elections, the U.S. mission has entered a new phase where the focus is now on training Iraqi security forces. Do not look for a lot of detail in terms of when U.S. troops might be able to start coming home. There will not be any kind of a timetable for a large-scale troop withdrawal.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.